Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Many people might not be aware that these days there are possible new ways to deliver audio description to vision-impaired visitors to museums and galleries. In fact, audio is playing a significant part in many different aspects of making museums and galleries of all shapes and sizes across the UK accessible to someone who has a degree of sight loss. For example, fairly recently, the arts audio describing specialist Vocalise provided online audio description for the 6 finalists in the Museum of the Year competition. The finalists were Ditchling Museum of Art and Craft in East Sussex, the Hayward Gallery in London, the Mary Rose Museum in Portsmouth, Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts in Norwich, Tate Britain in London, and the Yorkshire Sculpture Park in Wakefield, which was the overall winner. And in fact, you can hear these audio descriptions on the Art Fund website at www.artfund.org/prize/shortlist. Of course, all museums and galleries are very different and will have their own way of presenting what they do to both sighted and vision-impaired visitors, and funding and demand will inevitably influence what each venue is able to offer, describing both the exhibits and quite often the layout of the venue as well. So we asked Toby Davey from Audio Describers Vocalise, which works with these venues, whether providing some form of audio description can be something of a challenge for some museums and galleries.
There are challenges, I think, that certainly we've sort of experienced when we've been working with different sized museums. And that's, I suppose, the nature of the beast in a way, because you get some organisations that are very big, and it might be that we're working with a particular gallery or room in that particular venue. And in some cases, there isn't sort of joined up thinking. However, in other cases where it's a smaller museum or gallery, you don't have that sort of layers of bureaucracy and things like that. And it's much easier to get the whole thing of access across to people, because it's not just the audio description that might be available for a particular exhibition or room in a museum or gallery. It's also that holistic approach. It's how somebody's met and greeted when they initially go into the museum or gallery, how that first initial approach is, and how blind or partially sighted people are met and greeted. And I think that is as important as the audio description that might be available.
I presume that the audio element of visiting a museum can give you the navigation around the building as well. So what are the different ways that that audio can be delivered?
In some cases, the museum or gallery will have an audio player that people can pick up when they get to the information desk, and the audio on that player will have the orientation, the description and everything else included in it, with some contextual information about the exhibits. And somebody can, in a way, independently go around the exhibition using that audio guide. A lot of museums and galleries nowadays are also including audio described guides with orientation that people can either download in advance from a website and put that onto their MP3 player or their smartphone, so that then they've got it on the device that they know and know how to use, because there's obviously an issue. If you're not familiar with the device that you're given, it can be tricky to sort of use it and get used to it and things like that. But also, some museums and galleries now are having Wi-Fi within the gallery space. So when you go into a gallery space, your smartphone, if you have one, will pick up that Wi-Fi, and the audio description is available from the Wi-Fi. And I think, in a way, that's quite a good way of providing the audio, because the audio's there when you're in the exhibition space, when you're in the gallery. And if you have a smartphone and have access to a smartphone, it's there on your phone sort of right away.
Well, it certainly gives the impression that this is quite a lively business, if I can put it like that. You know, people providing audio description, it hasn't kind of stuck right back where it started with a cassette being handed over to put into a portable cassette player. It sounds like it's dynamic and moving on.
Yeah, I think technology is always a thing. Technology moves so quickly. You mentioned cassettes and things like that, and you think how things have moved on from cassette to audio CD to now downloading, streaming, picking up Wi-Fi and audio and things being triggered on your phone when you're moving around. And I think technology is certainly moving very fast. And it's making information more accessible because a lot of museums and galleries are now looking at using tablets to have information. So instead of having a large print guide in A3 size or something like that, some galleries are now looking at using tablets. So somebody will pick up a tablet and on the tablet will be the large print guide. And obviously that makes, in a way, a little bit more accessible because obviously on the tablet you can alter the size and contrast and things like that to suit you. This technology is obviously expensive as well, but I think it's great, and I think, you know, technology is a way of making things more accessible if people have access to it.
So have things, are you saying, have they moved on? So if, for example, at one point a museum or gallery maybe 10, 15 years ago was providing some sort of audio experience of their museum or gallery on cassette or with an audio wand or something, are they changing the way that they now deliver that? And therefore, should people kind of individually feel, you know, it's worth perhaps visiting a local gallery or museum to see what they might be offering these days?
Oh, definitely. And a lot of museums and galleries, I think, are now, certainly the experience I've had when we've been working with museums and galleries, they're telling the story in a different way. There's a lot of museums and galleries that are redeveloping, redesigning their galleries, their exhibitions. And it seems to me, in my opinion, it's more about telling a story and how the exhibits that they have can tell that story to a visitor. So visitors are very much going more on a journey. And I think with the audio technology and everything else, those stories can be made accessible and made alive for blind and partially sighted people.
Now, as mentioned, what your local museum or gallery can offer in the way of audio description or other maybe tactile ways of increasing accessibility will depend on the demand from blind and partially sighted people for the service and the funds available to provide it. Audio Describers Vocalize work with these types of venues so they can increase their accessibility, and Vocalize will highlight certain exhibitions or venues that they know provide this type of service. And Vocalize produces a free regular newsletter that gives updates, and this can be requested by emailing them at enquiries@vocalize.co.uk or by phoning 020 7375 1043.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.